This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you think the stock market makes money for those who own stocks while the prices rise, it's time to show you a little mathematical demonstration. Let's take three people who might represent typical stock market investors. We'll call them Bob, Jane, and Gaylord. Bob, Jane, and Gaylord all start with $1,000 in their pockets. The total of the assets of these three is $3,000. Now, one day, a new evil corporation is launched called Greed, Inc. The opening stock price of Greed, Inc. is $100. Bob, Jane, and Gaylord all decide to buy one share of Greed, Inc. at $100 per share. Now, each of them has $900 in cash and $100 in Greed, Inc. shares. The total of the assets is still $3,000 across all three people, right? But now, Greed, Inc. gets mentioned by Jim Cramer on CNBC, who says, "Greed is good, and it's going to make you rich." Suddenly, TV-watching casual investors from all over the country decide to start buying shares of Greed. The share price rises rapidly, reaching $150. Not surprisingly, Bob, Jane, and Gaylord think to themselves, "We just made a 50% return on our $100 investment," because now, you see, each of them has $900 in cash and $150 worth of Greed shares, for which they only paid $100 per share. So, of course, they realize they don't have quite enough Greed and would like to buy more. So they each spend $300 of their own cash to purchase two more shares of Greed at $150 each. Now, Bob, Jane, and Gaylord each have $600 in cash and a total of three shares of Greed, each valued at $150. Where they started with $1,000 each, they now have $1,050 each worth of assets, that being cash plus stock shares. Greed is good, they realize. Because Greed, Inc. is now rapidly rising, people tell their friends about the benefits of investing in Greed. Predictably, that drives up the stock price even more. Now it reaches $200 per share. Bob, Jane, and Gaylord are jumping for joy. Where they started with just $1,000 in cash, each of them now owns $600 in cash plus three shares of Greed, Inc. worth $200 each, making another $600 in value, achieving a total of $1,200 in assets per person. If you add up the assets for all three, that's now $3,600 in total. But they started with only $3,000 in cash total. So where did the extra $600 in value come from? The answer is that the extra $600 is fictional. It does not exist in the real world. It only exists as a temporary projection of the psychology of price expectations. The extra $600, in other words, is a phenomenon of human psychology, not economic reality. But Bob, Jane, and Gaylord don't know that, because the fake news media never explained how the stock market is actually a giant scam for suckers. So they decide to go all in and spend all their remaining cash on Greed, Inc. shares, spending their remaining $600 in cash to buy three more shares each, leaving them with zero cash, but now owning six shares of Greed per person. Now, because the psychology of market expectations is self-reinforcing, the higher the share prices go, the more people want to purchase the shares at higher and higher prices. When there are more buyers than sellers, share prices rise, convincing current holders of shares that they are amazingly brilliant investors. So the public keeps buying more shares of Greed, driving the price to $300, $400, and then even $1,000 per share. At $1,000 per share, Bob, Jane, and Gaylord each have $6,000 in assets because they own six shares each. In total, they now own $18,000 worth of Greed shares. It's amazing. Everything is awesome. When markets rise irrationally, they generate the illusion of prosperity by convincing all the market participants that all their shares are now worth the same buying price as the last share that was purchased in the marketplace. This is how Bob, Jane, and Gaylord, who began with just $3,000 in cash, now believe they own $18,000 worth of corporate shares. Because banks consider stocks to be assets valued at the current high price in the market, Bob can get a loan for a jet ski by citing his stock ownership as an asset. Jane can take out a loan to fund a vacation to Tahiti, and Gaylord can borrow money to get that cosmetic surgery he always wanted to reduce the size of his chemically induced man boobs. Sadly, it turns out that the business model of Greed Inc. didn't really work, and the claimed profits turned out to be nothing more than Arthur Anderson-style creative accounting, which isn't really accounting at all. Suddenly, the bottom falls out of the greed market as greed turns to panic. All at once, nobody wants anything to do with greed, and they rush to sell. Now, because sellers vastly outnumber buyers, share prices plummet, falling from $1,000 to $500 to $200, and finally bottoming out at its original price of $100 per share. Bob, Jane, and Gaylord are devastated. They each own 6 shares of Greed Inc., now worth just $600, instead of the $6,000 they thought they had when the stock price was high. So they believe they lost 90% of their holdings. So here's the question. If they originally had $1,000 in cash each, and they traded the cash for shares that they believed rose to $6,000 in value per person, and then the shares crashed so low that they now have just $600 in stock assets per person, the difference between the aggregate stock high, $6,000 in value, versus the aggregate stock low, $600 in value, is $5,400, right? Now that's $5,400 these people thought they had, but it's now gone. The question for you is, where did this $5,400 actually go? The average stock market investor thinks that when they get screwed, that the money must have gone to rich people. In truth, the right answer is that it didn't go anywhere. It never actually existed, except in the illusion of stock market valuations, which makes people falsely believe that every outstanding share of a corporation has the same value as the last share that was bought or sold. But this fundamental phenomenon, which underpins the entire free market system of resource allocation, is based on one extraordinary lie. The lie that everybody can sell at the current high price. In truth, only a tiny fraction of shareholders can ever sell without causing share prices to plummet. This means that stock valuations are largely illusory, and just as rising stock markets create the illusion of the creation of wealth, falling stock markets also create the illusion of the destruction of wealth. Neither of these is a real phenomenon. Both are rooted in self-deception that's so deeply ingrained in the psychology of the stock market that almost nobody can see it, even though the math is obvious to a fifth grader. The only money that Bob, Jane, and Gaylord really lost was whatever they don't have now from their original $1,000. The apparent valuations, the apparent gains, and the apparent losses were all nothing more than financial projections of human psychology. The bottom line is that greed does not create wealth, and fear does not destroy it. Greed and fear only impact the illusion of wealth that people think is real because they've been brainwashed by the financial fake news media. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams. My job is to show you these shocking truths that are hiding in plain sight. Check out my website at naturalnews.com. Support our films for humanity. Visit healthrangerstore.com. The cleanest lab-verified health products in the world.